Chairman's message. In a year characterized by the confluence of complex challenges, Talawakkal Tea Estates PLC demonstrated its characteristic resilience and spirit to maintain its benchmark position in the country's plantation industry, delivering exceptional financial, operational, and sustainability performance. On behalf of the board, I am pleased to present the 11th Integrated Annual Report and the audited financial statements of TTE for the financial year ended 31st March 2025. Macroeconomic developments. Following the economic crisis in 2022, Sri Lanka continues to regain its footing, resuming its journey towards growth and stability. Critical structural and policy reforms, coupled with the support of the IMF and the conclusion of external debt restructuring, have paved the way for economic stability. Accordingly, Sri Lanka recorded 4 consecutive quarters of growth in 2024, while inflation fell sharply, reaching negative territory by the end of 2024. The rebound in external inflows, including a resurgence in worker remittances and the recovery in tourism earnings, led to improvements in the external sector, which contributed to a healthier balance of payments and easing pressure on the currency. Resultantly, the Sri Lankan rupee appreciated nearly 10% during 2024. Within this economic resurgence, the performance of the tea industry was particularly commendable. National tea production rose on the back of improved agroclimatic conditions in key growing regions, while strong global demand for Ceylon tea from all key source markets saw Sri Lanka's tea export volumes posting strong growth. However, the industry continued to be hampered by persistent structural challenges, most notably the wage increase implemented in September 2024, which exerted severe pressure on already tight margins. Nonetheless, improved productivity, better estate management practices, and steady demand from key export markets helped offset these pressures, enabling the industry to post higher export earnings, a commendable achievement given the LKR appreciation. Financial performance. Against the backdrop of broader macroeconomic recovery, TTE demonstrated improvements in its triple bottom line performance, continuing to deliver on its stakeholder commitments. The company recorded revenue of R7,805 million during the year, with tea from all elevations commanding record prices at the Colombo tea auction. Rubber and cinnamon also contributed positively to the top line, emphasizing the importance of crop diversification. Additionally, favorable rainfall and enhanced operational efficiency enabled our hydropower operations to deliver an impressive 36% increase in revenue. Profit. Before tax stood at R1,770.5 million for the financial year 2024-25, a result I consider particularly commendable given the R's 270 million increase in wage costs following the government-mandated wage hike in September 2024. Meanwhile, at R's's 234.8 million, profit after tax was broadly consistent with the 5-year trend average, reinforcing core competencies. At TTE, we have always operated with the firm conviction that strengthening our core competencies is essential to sustainable growth and long-term success. It is this fundamental belief that set in motion plans for the construction of a state-of-the-art tea factory at Kiruwanaganga Estate. Nearly 2 years in the making, this world-class facility spans approximately 38,700 square feet and brings together advanced technologies and sustainable practices to deliver exceptional efficiency, quality, and environmental responsibility. The single largest investment ever undertaken by TTE, the Kiruwanaganga factory, was commissioned in March 2025 and will remain a key catalyst in our vision to transform the future of tea manufacturing in Sri Lanka, leading by example in ESG advocacy. Emboldened by the belief that true leadership is defined by visible action on all fronts, we have over the years accelerated our investments towards climate action and social impact. Attesting to this long-standing commitment, TTE achieved several key ESG milestones during the year. Our near-term, long-term, and net-zero 2050 targets, including flag emissions, were officially re-verified by the Science-Based Targets Initiative, SBTI, marking a proud and historic moment that places TTE as the world's first plantation company and Sri Lanka's first organization to have its SBTI targets re-verified. Our flagship Home for Every Plantation Worker program continues to gather momentum, creating meaningful impact on the ground, with 331,832 beneficiaries supported to date. It is with immense pride that I note our sustainability performance gaining international visibility. In recognition of our continued leadership in the sustainability sphere, TTE was appointed a patron member of the UN Global Compact Sri Lanka Network and selected to serve on its Climate Emergency Task Force. Moreover, the 12% reduction in our Scope 1 and 2 emissions, 2% reduction in Scope 3 emissions, 5.86% improvement in renewable energy use, and the 15% expansion in community investment was featured at the UNGC's Forward Faster Now, Asia and Oceania event. Shareholder value. As always, we remained firmly committed to upholding our strong track record of delivering shareholder value through the consistent distribution of dividends, even amidst challenging operating conditions. This year, we maintained our consistent dividend payout track record by distributing dividends of Rs. 339 million to our shareholders. Governance matters. As part of the Haley's Group, TTE benefits from the robust governance frameworks, practices, and culture of the group. As in the past, the board continued its active involvement in governance matters, with considerable focus on evaluating the resilience of TTE's strategy and risk management frameworks vis-à-vis the increasingly complex operating environment. The potential financial implications of the wage hike was a key focal point in board discussions this past year. At the same time, the board and the board committees guided the management in disseminating and implementing the necessary provisions outlined under Section 9 of the new CSE listing rules on corporate governance. I wish to confirm that all stipulated requirements, including subcommittee reconstitutions and publication of policies, were implemented in line with the mandated timelines. The implementation of SLFRS S1 and S2 remained a key focus area for the board and the board audit committee during the year. Having adopted a climate-first approach to reporting in the previous year, TTE has fully aligned its sustainability-related financial disclosures with SLFRS S1 and S2. With a comprehensive framework of internal controls, risk management processes, and integrated reporting systems already in place, TTE also voluntarily sought independent assurance for all SLFRS S1 and S2 disclosures in the current year, underscoring the commitment to early adoption of best practices. Board changes. We bid farewell to Mr. Dilhan Fernando and Mr. M.H. Jamaldeen, who stepped down from the board with effect from 1st August 2024 and 14th November 2024, respectively, as well as Ms. M.D.A. Pereira and Mr. A.M.J. Fernando, who resigned on 24th of December, 2024. On behalf of the board, I wish to place on record our sincere appreciation for their valuable contributions over the years. Each of them brought a unique perspective and depth of expertise to the board, and their service has been invaluable in steering TTE forward. We also welcomed three new directors to the board, Mr. Darshana Gunasekera and Ms. Harshani Randiligama, were appointed with effect from 27th of December 2024, and Mr. Melinda Hiwagama from 05th of May 2025. Mr. Darshana Gunasekera joins us with a strong track record in finance, governance, and strategic transformation, having held several senior leadership roles in both the plantation and food sectors. Ms. Harshani Randiligama brings to the board multifaceted expertise underpinned by her extensive career in local and international companies. Mr. Melinda Hiwagama, who serves as Group Chief Financial Officer of the Haley's Group, has extensive experience in financial reporting, ESG, tax, risk, safety, and corporate secretarial functions. Together, these appointments ensure the board remains equipped with the right balance of experience, knowledge, and diversity to accelerate TTE's strategic aspirations in the years ahead. Outlook and prospects. Looking ahead, while the tea industry will continue to navigate complex structural challenges, I believe TTE is well positioned to adapt, respond, and thrive. My belief and confidence stems from TTE's solid foundation, unparalleled talent, and core strengths that have enabled us to consistently produce some of the finest teas in Sri Lanka. Building on this strong base, our largest investment to date, the Kiruwananga factory, is set to play a defining role in TTE's next phase of growth by cementing our position as a leader in quality, innovation, and sustainable tea manufacturing. We will thus move forward with a keen sense of purpose to contribute meaningfully to the resurgence of Sri Lanka's tea industry in the years ahead.